Well, great morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. Hey, did you realize today is March 1st? Wow, right? Yes, this year is flying by already. My name is Don Hutchins, and I am a regional coordinator in this amazing opportunity we have called ACN, as President Provenzano says, a personal development plan with a compensation plan attached to it. I love it. Well, right in line with that, today I want to delve into a book that I had never read. A very popular book, and not a new one either, by a very well-known person, Earl Nightingale. The book is titled The Strangest Secret. Now, mind you, I didn't read it, you know, page by page. I listened to the audible, which is kind of a cheat way of reading, and I love it because it's a cheat way of reading, and it allows you to read while you're doing other things. The one that I had the pleasure of listening to has been modified for the 21st century, and I listened to it on Audible, The Strangest Secret. Now, there's a lot that I'm about to fire hose you with, so get ready. Here we go. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If a person is working toward a predetermined goal and knows where they are going, that person is a success. If they're not doing that, then it's simple. They are a failure. The opposite of courage is not cowardice. It's conformity. And this is according to Rollo May, who was a psychiatrist. And in his book, Man's Search for Himself, he said, people acting like everyone else without knowing why or where they're going. Most of us are acting like the wrong percentage group, the 95% of the people. You see, only 1 out of 20 people act with a deliberate action toward their stated goal, an area of their choice. That's why there really isn't any competition unless we make it for ourselves. Here's probably one of the most profound things I'll say this morning. Don't miss it. We become what we think about. Now, I'll say that more than once, but get it in your psyche right now. Benjamin Disraeli said, everything comes if a man will only wait. I brought myself, by long meditation, to the conviction that a human being with a settled purpose must accomplish it, and nothing can resist the will that will stake even existence for its fulfillment. According to William James of Harvard, the greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. Back to thinking again. If you only care enough for results, you will almost certainly attain it. If you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will get positive results. That is the basis of an astounding law of success. Believe and succeed. William Shakespeare said, our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. George Bernard Shaw had some wonderful sayings. Here are some of them. People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. Ouch. He says, I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the ones who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. Well, that means there's some work to be done, so it's not just believing, but there's some stuff to do. In fact, we must decide now what it is that we want. Plant your goal in your mind and understand that it is the most important decision in our lives. All we have to do is plant the seed in our minds, care for it, work steadily toward it, and it will become our reality. It's like the law of gravity. You get up on the top of a building and jump off, you'll always go down. You'll never go up. You can count on that. And every one of us is in the same, because we are the sum total of our thoughts. Every one of us, whatever you're thinking about, you'll become. We are what we are because that's exactly where we want to be. Ouch, again. Doesn't that sting? Well, the very law that gives us a success is a two-edged sword. We must control our thinking. The same rule that can lead people to lives of success, wealth, happiness, and all the things that we've ever dreamed of is the very same law that can lead us straight into the gutter. It's all how you use it, either for the good or for the bad. This is the strangest secret. There it is already. I've already given you the strangest secret. It's about thinking, our thoughts, where we place our attention. Now, this law has been repeated again and again, but very few people have learned it or understand it. That's why it's called strange. There's a test that Earl Nightingale suggests that we do that lasts for 30 days. I'll get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, understand that we can achieve nothing without paying the price. Each of us succeeds to the extent of our ability to sell. I know we don't sell, we sort in ACN, but we still have to sell ourselves. And by confidence, we have to sell ourselves by belief in the people that we talk to. So there's still selling going on, even if it's not the services or the opportunity. There are some things that we must be willing to do to pay the price. And I'm going to give you four of them. I'm going to give them to you in detail, and then I'll summarize them quickly after that. Number one, understanding emotionally as well as intellectually that we literally become what we think about. We must control our thoughts if we are to control our lives. Understanding fully that as you sow or plant, you will also reap or harvest. Number two, cutting away all fetters, and a fetter is like a chain that holds us. We have to cut away all these fetters from our minds and allow our minds to soar as it was divinely designed to do. It's a realization that my limitations are all self-imposed and that the opportunities for me are enormous beyond my belief. We must rise above narrow-minded pettiness and prejudices. Number three, to use all your courage to force yourself to think positively on your own problems, to set a definite and clearly defined goal for yourself, to let your marvelous mind think about the goal from all the possible angles, to let your imagination speculate freely upon the many different possible solutions, to refuse to believe that there are any circumstances sufficiently strong enough to defeat you in the accomplishment of your service, to act promptly and decisively when your course is clear, and to keep constantly aware of the fact that you are at this moment standing in the middle of your own acres of diamonds, as Russell Conwell used to point out. And number four, save at least 10% of what you earn. Remember that no matter what your present job, it has enormous potential if you're willing to pay the price. So here are those four important points again, very succinctly. Number one, you become what you think about. Number two, remember the word imagination. Let your mind soar. Number three, courage. Concentrate on your goal every day. Number four, save 10% of what you earn and understand that action ideas are worthless unless you act upon them. Okay, the 30-day test that I talked about. Earl Nightingale said that there are two things that may be said of each of us. The first, each of us wants something. The second, each of us is afraid of something. So this 30-day test might challenge you a bit in the area of your fear, even while you're pressing toward what you want. So this is what you have to do for the 30-day test. Get a card, and on one side of that card, write on it what you want more than anything else. So be very specific and make sure that it's a single goal that is clearly defined. But write that on one side of a card. Now, you might also want to put it on a digital or mobile device, but first write it down on a card. Now, this thing that you write down, you don't have to show it to anybody, but carry it with you so that you can look at it several times a day. In fact, when you look at it, think about it in a cheerful, relaxed way every morning when you get up. And immediately, you will have something to work for during the day. Look at it every chance you get during the day and just before you go to bed at night. Consider turning it into a screensaver on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer so that it pops up and you see it regularly. As you look at yours every day, remember that you must become what you think about. Look at all the abundance all around you as you go about your business, and it's everywhere. And stop thinking about what you fear. Every time a fearful thought comes into your mind, replace it with a positive thought about your worthwhile goal. Just keep circling back to that goal that's on the first side of that card. For 30 days, you must own control of your mind. Think about only what you permit it to think about. When something else comes in that you don't want, run it away by going back to your worthwhile goal. Every day, do more than you have to do. In addition to maintaining a cheerful outlook, give yourself more than you ever have before. These are the possibilities that are endless. Do this knowing that your returns in life are in direct proportion to what you give. The moment you decide on a goal to work toward it, you immediately become a successful person. You are then in that rare and successful group of people who know where they're going. Remember, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone that asks, it's given. And everyone that seeks will find. And to everyone that knocks, the door will be opened. This was taken from the Gospel of Matthew and Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Well, that's what you need to write on the other side of the card. So on the first side, you write your goal. On the other side, write these words from the Sermon on the Mount. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and you will be opened. And since I'm a biblical scholar, I'll tell you that in the Greek, that really reads, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. So it's not like you do it one time and it's good, but you continuously do it until you are given it, you find it, until the door is open. And then in the next 30 days, do your job, whatever your job is, as you've never done it before. Dorothea Brand, in her book, Wake Up and Live, said, act as though it were impossible to fail. Persistence means exercising faith. Now, as you're doing this, remember that you need to continually put yourself in front of some inspirational material. We call it personal development material. So spend time every day with personal development materials. Read books that will inspire you. And there are all kinds of books. The Bible is a great place to start. The book Wake Up and Live by Dorothea Brand. The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. Think and Grow Rich, that Napoleon Hill classic. And one of my personal favorites, The Book on Mind Management by Dennis Deaton. These are just a few of the books. But above all else during this time, no worries, because worry brings fear, and fear is crippling. The only thing that can cause you to worry is trying to do it all yourself. And know that all you have to do is to hold your goal before you, and everything else will take care of itself. Keep calm and cheerful. Don't let anything bother you. Keep reminding yourself of what has already been said here, and return back to it over and over and over. Okay, here's the last thing that I'm going to say, or the last few things in the next minute or two. Understand that the only people that make money work at the Mint. The rest of us have to earn it. Do the things that are consistent with earning it, and it will happen. You've heard that in ACN all the time. What we do to make money is we get customers and we get customer getters. And the only time we make money is when customers are acquired. So do the things that will earn you money. Success is not the result of making money. Making money is the result of success. And success is in direct proportion to our service. If we want more, then we must be of more service to those from whom we want a return. And you know the converse is true. If you do less, you get less. There was an outstanding medical doctor from California, a psychiatrist, Dr. David Harold Fink. And he came up with 6 steps that will help you achieve success. And here are these 6 steps. Number 1, set yourself a definite goal. Well, you've heard that before today already. Number 2, quit running yourself down, talking down to yourself, pulling yourself down. As Brian Tracy says, we shoot our own selves in our own feet and admire ourselves for our great marksmanship. Stop doing that. Number 3, stop thinking of all the reasons you cannot be a successful person, and instead think of all the reasons why you can. Number 4, trace your attitudes back to your childhood to discover where you first got the idea that you cannot be a success, if that's the way you've been thinking. Number 5, and this one is critical, change the image you have for yourself by writing out a description of the person you would like to be. And finally, number 6, act the part of the successful person you have decided to become. Just remember, you must pay the price by becoming the person you want to become. Skills are the secret to success. Have a great, absolutely wonderful day. Bye.